The following is a paid program. The views or claims made are not necessarily those of WILK staff, management, or sponsors.
Hi, everybody. Thanks for listening. We appreciate, as always, you tuning in from 9 to 10 to hear the Laurie Cadden Show with our wonderful new producer, Shannon Cusick, Janet Roach Cusick. I have to get the Roach in there first, too, Shannon.
That's all right.
So, tell everybody, we were talking, you had some wonderful things happen with both of your little girls this week, and lots of stuff going on for you. We have the Junior League annual dinner coming up next week, so lots of they're always a fun day because I always love to see who wins the really cool awards that are presented at the end of the year. I love that. And to sometimes welcome in a new chapter, a new group of gals who will take over as the new president and president-elect and all those great roles. So go ahead, Shannon. You got the floor because you have lots to talk about. What happened with your little ones?
Good morning, everyone. My little ones. So I have an eight-year-old that just finished first grade. She had fun day the other day, wet head to toe. I hope most Scranton schools had that fun day. I know they did. Water guns blow up, foam parties, DJs. Oh, and then my Jocelyn, 5 years old, is finished with preschool. Like, I just think back, Lori, when you brought your babies home and
I
thought they're never going to get so big, and then you blink. And they're five, and she said graduation, so cute, you know, like really had it, took her a couple of days to get it down, and she graduated from United Neighborhood Center's child care program, and my girls will go there this summer while I'm at work and having fun with you on the radio, and it's just looking forward to summer. You know, I was just thinking we have a trip to the water park planned. We have season passes for Montage. We go out to Kalahari. We go out to Knoebels. We go out to the beach to Wildwood, New Jersey, of my husband's family tradition, the same place they've stayed for ages and ages.
Aww.
And what we're going to talk about later with Kelly is the experience that we give children of Scranton that might not have those opportunities. So another great thing that UNC is doing at Camp UNC with Project Hope. So I look forward to speaking with her about that. And this week at work, we really crushed NEPA Gives. Congratulations to all the organization that raised thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars. So I know that's near and dear to both our hearts.
Yes.
And how we helped all our friends get to those numbers.
Yes. Matter of fact, I just have to, when we were talking about that, I have to tell you that my donations have not been in yet, so I'll be making mine this afternoon, and for certain UNC will have a donation from me, so I just want to let you know because we were talking about that last night and how we have to strategic, Meyer and I, about, you know, who we're giving and what we're doing, and because it's important. This is, to some people, it's their biggest fundraiser. We, you know, Chen, I think it's worth talking about the strategy that goes into this NEPA Give project, or the NEPA Gives, I like to say, I just prefer to say NEPA. It's just one of my things. But to do that, this is a big deal for a lot of people. It's that the planning, that let's wait for this, can you give us that? I was saying that Deb Peterson at the Cultural Center, she and her group, they do like a little, I don't know if everybody does it, maybe they do, but they do like a friendly competition within the center and the employees, and they, you know, try to get their people similarly to what you and I spoke about earlier with the Junior League. Shannon is like, you know, 10 people, that's 10 unique contributors, and so there you go. You 10 people give $10, all that adds up, and they become unique donors, which is a really big deal to so many organizations. What does UNC, how long do you kind of plan your strategy for this?
Well, every year we pick a campaign, and this year was to help families stay safely housed in long-term housing solutions. So what that means is our caseworkers who are at anyone's ready for their emergency, whether they're getting their utilities shut off or they lost their jobs, and how we can keep them in their homes. And then the other aspect of that is our long-term housing solutions, and that's our development corporation. So if you're on Drinker Street in Dunmore and you see that beautiful Bucktown Center with 40 senior apartments, that's UNC at work. That's where these dollars go. So just one of the many wonderful departments and programs that UNC has to help our community. And, you know, it's just like camp that we're going to be talking about, and the Over Girls Overnight Camp that I know we spoke earlier that you and I have never been able to experience that. We, you know, that wasn't our thing maybe growing up, but how I hope to give my girls that opportunity. And my girls aren't quite ready for Project Hope or Overnight Girls Camp, but my Kira is a Girl Scout, and Mommy and Me Camp is where we will be in the end of July. So I'm really, really, really looking forward to that.
Yeah, I think those things are so they change your life in so many ways, friendships. And I still have my brownie pictures, Shannon, when we went to Camp Laurel, because I said I don't like to go sleep overnight. I was afraid when I was a little kid. And so I didn't. I think most of it was fear of sleeping with spiders and stuff in the woods and camps, like in cabins. I was a little leery of it. And so I didn't do it. But we have this beautiful picture with so many of my friends who I later became friendly with in high school, because we all went to different grade schools at West Granton. And then we met in middle school when we became all within the same class. And then I look back and I look at these pictures, and Annette Blasi is the one who has the photo, and it's the most adorable. I took a picture just of my face, and I keep it on my phone, because I just looked like I was so happy to be with all these gals in our little brown and white striped shirt and brown shorts and knee socks, and adorable. We're all sitting there, and Judy Jones and Linda Chuccio and Ruth Krockenberg, and these two, Ruth and Linda, are still since second grade, have been my best friends. And Judy and Annette, I knew from brownies, and then we became dear friends in school. So many of us, and you just look back and think, oh my God, and a little girl lived up the street, Carolyn Gardner. So I look at these and I think, oh my God, that's this one, that's that. And that was the fun we had, the bringing together of children's lives in ways that maybe they wouldn't have met because they didn't celebrate, they do not celebrate, but they weren't in the same grade school. And so then they met later, and you kind of went in and you already knew these people. So it's just such a wonderful experience for kids, whether it's Girl Scouts, brownies, whether it's Camp UNC, all of these things. But you know what I also want to say, Shan, that camp that you guys have is the old Camp St. Andrew, which is so beloved and so wonderful. That describe a little bit, you and I were talking off air about getting on the bus at the point and the kids going through all the windy roads. It's so beautiful to drive in that direction and to see what we are like 10, 20 minutes outside of the main city of Scranton. You have all these beautiful rolling hills and the endless mountains. It's beautiful there.
It's absolutely beautiful. And you pull in and you see the basketball court and the Gaga court. I didn't know what that was. It's like a dirt pit with a ball that you kick around. And then you see the cabins and you see the beautiful lake and the swimming pool and the theater and the mess hall where they have lunch, the catered lunches. They get lunch and breakfast and lunch and snack, and the water fixtures that you have to keep cool. And it's just making memories forever. And deeper into the woods at Camp UNC is where the ropes course is, where you would drop your jaw. But we're going to talk about that later with Kelly, of how they build up to that. So it's not, you don't just get there. And I want to point out, you don't have to be super athletic to go to summer camp, because there's arts and crafts. And just learning how to be friends with other kids and getting to know people you don't know, I think that is more important than getting to the tippy top of that ropes course, even though that might be some child's goal. And just to be able to regulate your emotions, because that's just, you know, where I'm at with two little ones. They're you know, they love it. They're loving each other, playing with each other, and the next minute, you know, you want to separate them and they have their issues and how to get them back on track. Our counselors are absolute experts at that because they were campers themselves, Lori. They grew up doing this. They know how to handle situations and make everyone have lasting memories for a lifetime.
Yeah, and that is so important because I sit here at the age of 65 just telling you my experiences with, you know, going on scavenger hunts in the, you know, and you had to come back with this, and this, and you had to go through the woods and the weeds and the creeks and the rocks and all of the things that we had to do. Just, I mean, it was much different than it is now,
right.
But the things that you had to do were typical of the times. So,
right.
You know, when you got left there and the songs we would sing, I can still sing. And don't ask me, Lynn Evans used to say, don't even say it because she's going to start to sing, and I won't. But my camp song on the bus that we would sing to and fro, and I just loved every minute of that. And I still know the words, and I still sing it because it's things that and I loved every minute of going. Back then, you had to pack your, you know, brown bag it, your lunch and snacks and anything you brought. You had to do that, but wow, what a fun time we had. And we went to Brownies right around the corner from my house, right on Orem Street in this old church that is no longer there. It's ripped down and a house is there. But, you know, it was so nice because the thing about Girl Scouts and Brownies, as you know, Shannon, is it's not the same boundaries. And it wasn't the same boundaries as a grade school. So because like my friend Annette Blasi, she went to Sumner where your kids go, and I went to John Marshall, which is no longer, but yet we went to Brownies in the same place. So that was the beauty of that. It's just great.
It's really
wonderful
is.
Opportunities. I love it. So we are going, what, honey?
No, go ahead. That's
okay. All right, I thought I was cutting you off. But okay, so guys, we will be right back. You're listening to The Laurie Cadden Show. Hi, everybody. Welcome back. You are listening to The Laurie Cadden Show, and I am Laurie Cadden, the owner of Laurie Cadden Enterprises, which is a fundraising, PR, and special event business. And with me is my new favorite producer extraordinaire, Miss Shannon Roach Cusick, who is doing a wonderful job in her, what's this, Shannon, I think our third, second week, or something like that.
Second.
She's knocking them dead. Second week, baby. Shannon, tell everybody what you do at UNC.
Hi, everybody. I'm Shannon Roach Cusick, Communications Coordinator at United Neighborhood Centers. I do all things marketing. It's an easy, easy job because we have so many wonderful departments and services and programs, and I get to help promote them and just wrapping up and NEPA Gives and next moving on to camp. So, hey, we're moving and grooving every day, having fun.
And that you are, as we say, one of my favorite places. UNC does phenomenal work, and all of the people there are terrific. And with us is one of those terrific people, Miss Kelly Langan, who is the Director of Children and Teens. Kelly, first time on, and Kelly, say this, long-time listener, first-time caller. So we're bringing Kelly on because she's going to talk a little bit about summer camp and all things summer camp for UNC, which is UNC's camp, and it's a summer camp, and we're going to hear all the different types of services that you offer. And Kelly, I don't know if you know this, but I say this all the time, and I will never not tell people, I had the very, very fortunate opportunity to work for about 6 months with UNC, working directly with Lisa and Shannon and Chrissy, and I loved every minute of it, and to this day, they're all near and dear to me, and so that organization is phenomenal. So I want to welcome you, and please fill everybody in about camp, the UNC summer camp, and what they can, if anyone's interested, or how they can participate.
Awesome. Thank you so much for having me. So, we are so excited to kick off the 2026 Camp UNC season. And I'll just kind of give you an overview of all the different things that we're doing here. So our real flagship program at Camp UNC is called Project Hope. Project Hope is a day camp. It runs for 20 days in July, Monday through Friday, for you know, for 4 full weeks of program. And this is for children who their families don't necessarily always have the means to send them to summer camp or take them on vacation. And one of the stories I like to tell is, you know, when a kiddo goes back to school, we know that one of the first activities always when they're getting to know their classmates is the teacher says, tell us one great thing you did this summer. And some kids get to talk about going to the beach, or they got to, you know, spend the weekend or a month in Vermont with their grandmother, or, you know, going all over the place and doing all kinds of things. And some of our kiddos just don't have the means to do that. And so what we like to do at Project Hope is give them something awesome to talk about. They get to say, well, I did a whole ropes course, a treetop ropes course, and then I climbed a rock wall and I did a zip line, right? And so our families can register for this program. It's $5 per family for the whole season of Project Hope Day Camp. So we'll bus them out from Scranton. We'll take them out to camp for those 20 days. They get fed breakfast, lunch, and a snack before they go home. They get to swim in a pool. They get to swim in a lake, go boating. Some of them have never been in the woods before, and so we're really introducing them to what it's like to really be immersed in nature. Like I said, we have that rope course, the rock wall, the zip line, and we're really focused on their physical and their mental health. So trying to get them active, get them moving, not sitting on a couch in front of a TV all summer. But we also want them thinking about how they relate to others, and we talk about identifying our emotions, and we practice mindfulness while we're out there.
So, Kelly, I love that. But keep going. I'm sorry. The more I'm hearing, sitting here listening, I'm thinking, wow, this is opportunity. But I have one question for you, because I think it is. I always wanted to do it. Of course, I never have. Is a zip line. Tell me about how they react to that.
So the whole idea of the outdoor adventure course is that we really build up to the zip line. That's the end of the process. So I'll walk you through the whole process. And so we start with what we call field games. Now, these are like team building challenges that we're doing right on the ground in the grass. And at this point, we're getting the kids in the group to get to know each other, to learn how to communicate with each other, to be positive with one another, to listen to one another. Once they really are starting to work well together as a group, we take them out to what we call our low ropes course. These are things out in the woods that might be a foot or two off the ground, but they're not a rock wall and zip line, right? And again, they're team challenges. The kids have to learn how to creatively problem solve together, again, listening to each other, making sure they're hearing everybody's ideas, because these things aren't really easy to get through. And once they start mastering those low ropes elements and working together as a team, that's when we eventually graduate them to what we call high ropes, which would be the treetop course, the rock wall, and the zip line. The difference with the treetop course, the rock wall, and the zip line is those are individual challenges. Those are not team challenges. But once you've already built the camaraderie of the group, they're cheering each other on from the ground. If they're not up there, they're talking each other through it. If a kid is on the rock wall and they freeze and they don't know where to go next and they're getting scared, we see campers who at first were very shy who are now going like, there's a rock right by your knee. You can do this. Remember
Aww,
before?
Yeah.
And they'll talk about the low ropes. And so by the time they get up to that zip line, most of our kids are so pumped up from having done the challenges beforehand that they're ready to go. But sometimes we certainly have kiddos who kind of sit and freeze. We have adults who do that.
Yeah.
Usually my first time off the zip line when we were training, my first time was always, it took me a while. But, you know, the process is, we call it, you know, we want to choose to be challenged. And so if the kid at any point decides, you know what, this is too much for me, I've challenged myself enough today, we have procedures in place to be able to get them back to the ground safely without having to do the zip line.
Yeah. I mean, it's a wonderful thing. And tell me, how many children do you get for this on a yearly basis?
Yeah. So Project Hope fills up every single year. I've never had it not fill up. We're currently accepting 150 students every summer that are coming out for those 20 days. But we, at this point, I think we already have 200 who have, you know, expressed interest. So there's always kiddos on the waiting list. So if somebody decides not to come back or they have a vacation, we're filling that spot with somebody else who wants to be there.
It's amazing. It's amazing work. I mean, you guys just do terrific work, but this is wonderful for children because, like you said, giving them that opportunity for them to have an experience in the summer that they can feel proud of and talk about and say, hey, well, maybe you went here, but guess what I did? Did you go on a zip line? Did you do this?
Right.
It's wonderful. And tell everybody,
exactly.
too, we were talking off air about the overnight camp, Kelly. Tell everybody
yeah.
about that.
So our overnight camp program, it's a different kind of program. So this is a program where kiddos, families will pay for them to attend for a week of overnight camp. So it starts on a Sunday and goes through a Friday. We have 2 weeks of overnight camp. The first one is July 12th through the 17th, and the second one is July 19th through the 24th. The cost for the camp is $415 for the week of program, but this is a girls' overnight camp. It's a traditional overnight camp. So if anything you can think of that you would think like seems like a cheesy overnight camp, that's what we're doing. We have we do the rock wall and zip line, but we also have a campfire and we have a skit night where the girls are preparing skits all week that they then present to the rest of the groups. They're doing arts and crafts. We have what we call them cabbage hats because they used to be called cabin chats. And somebody misheard once, and it stuck. So we do cabbage hats where the girls are kind of sitting, you know, together and learning about how to live communally. Because when you mm-hmm. you stick 12 girls from ages usually 8 up to 15 or 16 in a cabin, they've never lived together. Some of them don't even know each other. You know, there are certainly going to be conflicts that come up, and building the confidence to have those hard discussions and figure out what do we do next, where do we go from here is kind of part of the program. And so those cabbage tests are a chance for us to do that. So that's our traditional camp. On week two, which is the one that starts on July 19th, we added in the element of what we call color wars. And so on the first night, the girls get drafted onto different teams that are represented by a color. And throughout the entire week, there are opportunities for them to earn points for their team. And it's not just sports. Certainly there are, you know, some sporty things where they can earn points, but a kiddo can earn points for their group by being kind. A kiddo can earn points for their group by knowing trivia, right? We do all kinds of challenges so that every camper can contribute to the team's success.
I love that. And it's,
yeah,
Lori, Kelly, yes, go ahead, Shannon.
I just wanted to touch upon that I get to go every summer and how much I love seeing Aww. Everyone having fun. But when I talk uh-huh. to the campers and the counselors, they tell me, I was here as a young child, and now I'm a counselor, and I do our Leaders in Training program. Kelly, can you mm-hmm. elaborate on that? Because it's given me the chills.
Yeah, absolutely. Aww. So a lot of our overnight staff, in fact, all of our overnight staff and many of our day camp staff are former campers themselves. In fact, I like to tell the story. Our nurse who comes up for a month every year and works for us actually was my camper when I was first a counselor at overnight camp. And she has grown up. She has gone to nursing school and become an RN, and now she comes back every summer and serves the camp by being the camp nurse. We have kiddos
God, that
on
is
our...
wonderful.
Yeah, we have kiddos on our Leaders in Training program, which is a program throughout the school year here in Scranton, who show their leadership skills throughout the year and grow their leadership skills throughout the year. And then they get trained to actually serve on our ropes course team. So it's a summer job. They get paid to do it. And these kids are learning how to kind of do outdoor adventure learning, which is a really neat opportunity for them as they're moving, hopefully, you know, into higher education or into the workforce.
Oh, boy. Kelly, this is a lot. Tell me the beginning of camp to the end. So how many weeks are we talking in total for all of this?
So all of UNC's programs run in the month of July. So Project Hope starts on July 6th and runs through the 31st. That's the day camp. And then we have those 2 weeks of overnight between July 12th and 24th. But another awesome thing is it's such a beautiful property and it's such an opportunity for the community that we actually partner with some other camps for them to offer programming right on our property. And so Camp Orchard Hill is a local camp that has their home base in Dallas, Pennsylvania. They're an all-inclusive camp, so kiddos who have physical or intellectual disabilities or other challenges are in the groups with typically developing kids, and they do summer camp for 10 weeks out of the summer. And we're so grateful to have them right on our property doing that program so that more kids get to experience the great outdoors and, you know, the beautiful property that we have.
Oh, wow, that's great. Well, Kelly, I'll tell you, you certainly, first of all, you nailed this interview. So great, good job, really good job, kiddo. And I want to thank you so much for coming on and telling us. But if someone needs more information, how, what is the best way for them to reach out and to find out more information about the camp?
Yeah, so I have the website written down right here. So it's uncnepa.org/campunc. There they can get my phone number or my email, but they can also register for camp or read more about it.
Wonderful. Well, Kelly, thank you so very, very much. We will have this on. Shannon will post. I know she posted your beautiful photo telling everyone you'll be on. So we want to thank you for being here today and keep good luck with all you're doing. And again, ladies and gentlemen, this has been Kelly Langan, who is the Director of Children and Teens for UNC, and she runs their summer camp, UNC summer camp. So good luck this year, and rah-rah to all the girls who give it a shot to stay all night. I hope they have a lot of fun and keep going. So learn all you can, girls. And Kelly, thank you, and we'll be right back. We have Leah Genacopoulos up next. You're listening to The Laurie Cadden Show. Hi, everybody. Welcome back. You're listening to The Laurie Cadden Show. And I am Laurie Cadden, the owner of Laurie Cadden Enterprises, which is a fundraising, PR, and special event business. And with me is the lovely Shannon Roach Cusick, who is the producer of this fine show. Shannon, tell everybody what you do at that great UNC.
Good morning, everyone. I am Shannon Roach Cusick. I am the communications coordinator at United Neighborhood Centers. We provide programs and services throughout eight counties in northeastern Pennsylvania. If you don't know us, if you haven't heard of us, check out uncnepa.org. And it's a great job because I get to promote the wonderful programs we provide to the community. And we will talk about that each and every week, Lori. So thank you, thank you, thank you for the opportunity.
Oh, you're welcome. It's so important for people to understand what this organization does. I say it all the time, Shannon, I'm blown away by the work and all the levels underneath the UNC umbrella and the different divisions. It's just amazing with the work that gets done by so many people, and I'm delighted. Couldn't be happier. I wanted to say too, Shannon, we announced earlier that Leah was going to come on. So just we're going to Leah had a last minute change. So we also announced on social media. So we'll have Leah on next week. So just so we know when I announce it, instead of going in and changing it, we're going to let it ride. So Leah will be back next week. So just to make that programming note. But Shannon, this week, you know, the throes of summer, school's over, as you just talked about the things that went on for you, summer coming up and all the things happening. But what else is happening for you that you may want to give a big shout out to?
Big, big shout out. This week, big. Abington Heights graduates. And, you know, you always talk about your friends since forever. And my best friend, Courtney, has been since forever. And she and I went to high school together, and we hung out. She went to Bloomsburg. I went to Penn State. I'd go party at Bloomsburg. She'd come down to Penn State. And when she had her first child, the stars were aligned, and Timmy, her son, and I just were the closest, as close as could be. And he graduates this week. And his graduation party is this weekend. And I just want to give him a huge shout-out, how proud I am of him and how much fun he's going to have at Boston College. And I'm just looking forward to celebrating everything Timmy this week. So how about that?
Oh, that's wonderful.
I'm a very proud aunt to my own niece and nephew, but Timmy and his siblings have a very special place in my heart.
Yeah, and I can tell that because I can hear the emotion in your voice, and that's the beautiful part of what I try to do, you know, what I try to impart in general, but with this show is to listen to to the raw, like real emotion that goes on when we talk about certain things. It is what it is. It's real. It's live to tape. It's right there. And it's important that people understand how much love goes into raising a child. I just saw something when you said earlier about your daughter turning five, and you think when they just start out as little tiny, tiny babies, and you think, oh my God, this is 5 years later. I saw a reel today on Instagram that was a big strapping kid coming through his mother's front door, and the text on it said, what it feels like when your son comes back from college after spending his first year of college, and he comes in and he has his book bag and he raises his arms up to hug his mother, and then they show the mother raising her arms to hug him, and what she actually hugs is her infant child. I think, oh my God, that just was like, oh my God, that's exactly what you think about. So,
and that's why
no matter
you and I
how
are
old
gonna,
they are.
Yes.
Yeah, go
and
ahead.
That's you and that's
go
you
ahead.
And I. That's you and I wearing our hearts on our sleeves. We're either laughing hysterically or crying hysterically.
Yep.
And you know, a lot of what I do today started because of you. I don't know if you realize this, but my claim to fame was, you know, I was working at WNEP. I grew up there, if anyone doesn't know, 21 years I was there.
Yeah.
And just kind of didn't know what to do next. And someone said, hey, Laurie Cadden's looking for people to join the Junior League. And that was another mentor in front of mine. Her name is Laurie as well. And I joined and I learned how to work with a nonprofit and how to be a leader in our community and run fundraisers. And that's why I'm able to do it at UNC and why I was able to do it at WNEP. So thank you for that. And I hope our listeners can just hear that. I hope I was a mentor to Timmy that I talk about. And he always says, oh, you know everybody where we go. We go for lunch. We're at Downtown Deli. I'm talking to someone. Oh, you know everybody. I brought him to the farmer's market one Saturday here at UNC. Oh, you don't go anywhere where you don't know anyone. I said, well, that's NEPA. That's this area. But that's how I got my start. You were a huge part of that. So thank you.
Well, you know what, Shanna? Thank you. I appreciate that. But you know what? I can't emphasize enough the power of the Junior League of Scranton, the Junior League International in general, AJLI, the Association of Junior Leagues International, but locally the Junior League of Scranton is one of the most, it's up there as one of my favorite, most important things that I have done in my volunteer world, because I started at the age of 35, and years ago you had a sustain by the age of 40. And I started at 35 when I moved back to the Scranton area. I had two children, the ages of 6 and 18 months, and two little boys. And I thought, I'm doing this. I have to start kind of all over. I grew up here. I worked here, and then I got married and moved out of town. And then we moved back, and I needed to reconnect with a lot of things, and I joined the at the time the Lackawanna Lawyers Auxiliary because my husband was an attorney, and I joined that, and I was president that the year I started. I became the president the second year in, because they needed a president, and I said, oh, what the heck, I'll do it. And so that was a big start for me. And then I joined the Junior League the next year, and I never looked back. And it is similarly to what we just talked about with the kids, the camp and everything else, Shannon, of learning overnight camp and learning what it's like to live and work and be with the same people that aren't your family all day long, all night long, and understanding them and learning how to get to know people. The Junior League offered that because it's a group of women who get together and bring all of what they have to you, as well as learning Robert's Rules of Order, how to run a board properly, how to run a board meeting, how to get something passed, how to present a fundraiser through an MBO and show everybody, here's what our idea is, and to achieve this goal, these are this is management by objective. This is what we're going to show you how we're going to get to the end result. So the strategic planning that we did and all of the work that goes along, the ODIs and the conferences that leadership goes to, it's all about promotion of women and promoting them to be better stewards of the community of which they're blessed to live in. And I can't thank that organization enough. And I'm telling you, if anybody's listening, whether you're, because a lot of men listen, have your daughters join the Junior League. Talk to them about that. Have a man tell them, hey, join this. There is no stopping a woman who is Junior League trained. Am I off on that, Jan?
No, you're not. You're 100% right. 16 wonderful years I'm celebrating at our annual dinner coming up this week. I'll be able to tell you all about it and who won what awards and just getting together and seeing the women who have helped shape and develop me into the, I hope, professional leader I am today, advocate. I'm able to advocate for my children every day because of the skills and training and service that I gave to my community, and it's one of my most proudest things. I was lucky enough to serve as president, which just means the world to me, as I know you were too, and it's just something that everyone should look into if you really want to get those leadership skills and how to be on a board or an organization or help an organization. It's just wonderful. Can't say enough wonderful things. And I each and every day can call one of my long list of close friends, whether they were in the league with me for a year and decided that they didn't have the time to commit, or 2 years or 3 years or 10 years or 16 years. It's just a wonderful group of women doing a whole lot of good.
Yes, tremendous good. And it is. I love it. And you know what, Shannon? I think it's important. Ina Garten has a book, and I love her. I don't know if you know her, but I love Ina Garten as a chef. And she had shows on the cooking, the Food Network, and she. I love her. I have several of her cookbooks. And her last one is a book. It's called Be Ready When the Luck Happens. And I always think about that. To be trained that way is unbelievable. I mean, and that's what you learn. And sorry, the doggies are, of course, again barking. But
we love to hear the doggies.
Shannon, I know. I said it's not babies, but barking. Shannon, tell everybody more about your experience as president. Like, what did you take away from that role?
What did I take away from that role? To always ask for help when you need it. It was a time when, and I know we'll get into this, we have you know, only 2 minutes left of today, but we'll get into it. I was newly married. I was going through some infertility issues, trying to grow my family. And president of this organization of 45 women who asked me every day, all day, what can we do this? Can we do this? Do you like this idea? Let's talk about this at the meeting. And here I am going through, if anyone has, women have been through for infertility treatments, and how they raised me up in a time I needed them. They had my back, no questions asked. Like, to have that structure, and, you know, you have your bylaws and your procedures, so there are no hard questions, but to have that support needed when you really need that spiritually, and it's just some of the best times of my life.
Yeah, Shannon, I was president when it was the 100th anniversary of AJLI, which meant we had we had this huge convention, which I've spoken about before, but it was an experience like no other, at the Marriott Marquis in New York City. And the people that were there and the experience of all of these organizations coming together 100 years after Mary Harriman started the Junior League. I mean, that was just, it was amazing. And to think that I was president during that time here in our local chapter, it's been, it's amazing. And the time that everyone puts into the board at the AJLI level, which is so important, and the work that they do, it's just amazing how these women who do this voluntarily and then run all the other organizations under us. It's amazing. It just is. So I can't say enough about that. It's the same way as you. We learn, we keep going, and we move forward.
Yes, and right? I thank the Junior League for that opportunity. I thank the Junior League for that opportunity because it helped me grow at United Neighborhood Center. So it's just all full circle.
Full circle is true, and here we go. Shannon, I'm going to I think we have to go at this point. We're going to take a quick break. And, no, actually, we're going to leave for the afternoon because we've done our show for the week. So I just want to remind everyone, have a wonderful weekend. Please be safe, be nice, and we'll see you next week. Thanks so much for listening. Bye-bye.